which is, I mean, unbelievable. So I'm not sure it moves the needle much at all.
Well, we've got a busy week, 8 days to Election Day. We'll be joining you again on the day before Election Day. It's going to be exciting. Victor, thanks so much, man. Always good. We'll be reading your Wednesday column coming up on Wednesday in the RJ. Thanks so much, man.
Thanks, Kevin.
There you have Victor Jakes, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. In fact, he's just now sitting down to do his Wednesday column, and I can't wait to read it. Stick around. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
And at 3:30, as we check out our traffic cams right now, we are getting some reduced speeds as you work your way through the resort corridor of Interstate 15. Some slowing northbound at Desert End, southbound 15 at Lake Mead. Lane restrictions continue both north and southbound 15 between Cheyenne and Craig, and that is 24/7 for those for quite some time. You touch the brakes there on the Beltway, 215 west at Green Valley, 215 northbound at Decatur. And do remember the construction going on. Interstate 15 northbound at Lamb, that bridge construction continues for several months.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. Raiders football yesterday, dropping back to 500 at 3-3. They lose to Tampa Bay 45-20. No one had more than 24 yards rushing. Derek Carr, 284 yards passing, two touchdowns, one interception. They will play the Browns coming up on Sunday. UNLV football, they began the season on Saturday. They lose to San Diego State 34-6, so they are 0-1. Up next, they are going to play host to UNR on Saturday in their first game at Allegiant Stadium. Speaking of Nevada, on Saturday, they open up their season with a 37-34 overtime win against Wyoming. This sports flash presented by BoomerNaturals.com is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
With so many new pet owners, Kezia's Grooming can't keep up.
Kezia's Grooming? Sorry, we'll book solid through the weekend. I can give you a call back, though, if something opens up.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
It's not hard to find a real estate agent. Your aunt, your neighbor, your Uber driver, everybody knows somebody who thinks they can sell your house for you. But how do you know who's the best agent to fit your needs? I'm Heidi Harris. I'm here to tell you about Set Schedule. The hardest part about buying or selling a home is making sure you have the right real estate agent for the job. Not just somebody who knows Vegas, but somebody who knows your neighborhood and has a proven track record of selling homes in your price range. That's what's so great about Set Schedule. They compare hundreds of agents from different firms to find you the perfect realtor for your needs. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call 888-HOMES-30. They'll find you the ideal match in minutes. When it comes to buying or selling a home, don't settle for the recommendation of a friend of a friend of a friend. Call 888-HOMES-30 and find the right agent. That's 888-HOMES-30, 888-HOMES-30, 888-HOMES-30. Set Schedule. Ready, set, home.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you till 6 o'clock. We are 8 days away from a presidential election. The business of running the White House continues, even with the president on the road, making 3 speeches in Pennsylvania. Brian Morgenstern is with us. He is a special assistant to the president. He is the White House deputy press secretary. I think I saw him on Fox this morning. This guy's a busy guy. Brian, first of all, thanks for joining us and taking some time out of a busy schedule. I don't know how he does it. I just watched the president wrap up his 3rd speech in Pennsylvania today. How does he do it? You work with him side by side. How does he get it done?
Oh, it's incredible, Kevin. And first of all, thank you for having me. It's great to be with you and your listeners. The president is he's a lot older than me. He has got about 10 times as much energy. He does it because he thrives off the energy that he gets from the people at these rallies. I've been with him all around the country where there are thousands of people lining the streets when he arrives with their flags and their hats. These are people who love our country. He shows up at the actual event and there's thousands, if not tens of thousands of people, and they are ready to go. They want to end this kind of cancel culture. They want the freedom to earn a living the way they want to do it. They want to end these lockdowns that some of these Democrat states are putting in. They want freedom, and that's what they see with President Trump, along with his fantastic sense of humor. And so he's that energizes him, and he just keeps going and going. It's really an impressive thing to see, I have to admit.
The president is coming back to the area on Wednesday. Eric is going to be here tomorrow. And I got to tell you, we're definitely a battleground state. But I keep telling my listeners that this election is about choices. Can you talk about some of the choices Americans and Nevadans are going to have to make a week from tomorrow?
Absolutely. The president is for lower taxes, lower regulation, better trade deals, less endless wars, more peace deals, price transparency on health care, lower drug prices. He is for the American worker and consumer. He is for freedom over lockdowns. He is for free speech over cancel culture. He wants to unleash the American people so that they can enjoy their lives, they can earn a living, they can provide for their families. The other side is offering packing the Supreme Court to get their preferred outcomes. They're offering riots in cities across the country. They're offering 25th Amendment to try to remove the president to get their way. They are offering extremism. They are offering a Trojan horse for socialism. There could not be. They are offering doom and gloom. Look at the news media, the way they're reporting things. Everything's so horrible. You go to the president's events, everyone is happy, they are optimistic, and they want to be free. So the contrast could not be starker in this election. The American people have a choice between prosperity, freedom, and security, or lockdowns and doom and gloom. And I think they know what to do.
Well, and even in the final debate, the whole reference to a dark winter, those rallies I saw today in Pennsylvania, there was nothing dark about them. I mean, people were optimistic. They love God, the flag. They're absolutely amazing. What a difference, though, in messaging.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, it could not be more different. And you see the suppression polls and the way the news media covers things. You know, you'd think people are just in a horrible spot. Meanwhile, there was polling data that came out recently that showed 56% of Americans think they're better off. That's higher, much higher than it was even when Ronald Reagan was reelected overwhelmingly in 1984. It was much higher than when Barack Obama was reelected. Much higher, really, than anything we've seen in recent history. It's because of the president's optimism. It's because the president trusts the American people to make the right decisions for themselves, because he wants to empower them to make more wages, higher wages, to have more jobs, more freedom, to think for themselves, to express themselves. It's a message that's resonating. The American people love it. He is the funniest comedian on tour right now, which is part of why he has such great attendance. And you're right, the contrast could not be starker.
Again, Brian Morgenstern joining us. He is the special assistant to the president and the White House deputy press secretary. One of the terms that I've learned in this election cycle, because I've heard it so often from folks that do what you do, and that is, I don't want to get ahead of the president, but dot, dot, dot. But I'll just ask you, they're expecting a vote on Amy Coney Barrett coming up at 4:30 our time, 7:30 your time. And there's been talk of a White House ceremony, a swearing in, Clarence Thomas. Can you give me any details on what lies ahead when the president gets back from Pennsylvania?
Yes, sir. So we are planning, we are anticipating that the Senate will vote to confirm Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court this evening. If the schedule holds, then what we're hoping to have happen is shortly after that, probably the earliest I think we'd be able to make it happen is probably 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific. I don't know if that will hold or not, but we are preparing as if it could. And we would have a ceremony with Justice Clarence Thomas to swear her in as the next Associate Justice of the United States Supreme Court this evening. It could happen that soon. So we're planning as if it will.
And talk about what her legacy is going to mean to our country over the next 20, 30, maybe 40 years. This is a monumental move by the president, a selection by the president. Can you talk about what this is going to mean for America?
Yeah, absolutely. Judge Barrett is just an outstanding choice. I mean, her intellect, her academic record, her endorsements from people across the ideological spectrum, her life experience as a working mom with seven kids in the Midwest, it's going to bring a great perspective to the court. And perhaps most importantly for Americans and how it's going to affect their life, she's a constitutionalist judge who will value the Bill of Rights. That means our freedom of speech, that we don't have to, hopefully, you know, we won't have to hide our opinions. And we can have some cases that will really push back on this cancel culture. We will be able to value our religions, our right to bear arms, our right to protect ourselves. We're going to have somebody who will interpret the Constitution as written. So if there are cases and controversies that implicate these rights, these fundamental rights, you know, being an American, we have someone who's going to interpret the Constitution to uphold these rights, and not someone who's going to put their personal opinion into the case. She is going to do what the founders envisioned, and I think that's a very important thing to the American people, and I think that's a tremendous legacy from President Trump, is these constitutionalist judges who will uphold our the founders' values, which really put a lot of importance on these fundamental rights.
Brian Morgenstern joining us. He is the special assistant to the president of the United States, and he's the White House deputy press secretary. In our final minute or so, this election is so vitally important to America, but it's also important on a personal level to people like Brian Morgenstern and Kaylee and everybody in your shop. Your jobs are on the line next Tuesday. Can you give me just a personal perspective, trying to get your work done, trying to get your job done, and also knowing that your job is on the line next Tuesday?
Well, absolutely. I mean, look, I have, and I think we all have, the utmost belief that President Trump is going to be reelected. We see the energy that the people have. When we travel with him to these various places across the country, we know that it's people who are Republicans, Democrats, Independents. Maybe they vote sometimes, maybe they don't, but they come out to support President Trump because they know that he's standing between us and a totally different country, potentially, if the other side takes over. So we know how important it is. We see the energy on the street, so we know that the president is going to win and that we will continue to support him in the White House, and we are just helping each other to do the best job we can to represent the president, the American people, to make sure they understand the importance of what's going on and what the president stands for. And I think, you know, the chips will fall as they may, but we really believe, based on what we see day in and day out, that we will be able to support President Trump for another 4 years.
In the final 8 days, will we see more of these multi-speech trips? The president said he'll do upwards of 4 or 5. Is that possible?
Oh, yeah. I mean, whatever the Secret Service in advance can put together and whatever the campaign can put together logistically, he will do. And he is just a person who has boundless energy. I never cease to be impressed. And so he will do as many as we can squeeze in, schedule-wise and logistics-wise and security-wise. He's going to do it. So I think you're going to see an awful lot of him. He will run through the tape, as they say, 100%.
Hey, Brian, thanks so much. I know you're busy. We'll let you get back to it, and we'll look forward to that ceremony tonight, possibly 9 o'clock Eastern time with Amy Coney Barrett, hopefully to swear her in. Thank you so much, my friend. We'll talk again soon.
You bet, Kevin. Great to talk to you. Have a good day.
Brian Morgenstern, the special assistant to the president in the West Wing, the White House deputy press secretary. Stick around. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It is Monday on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand. Take AM 670 KMCQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Have you been injured, getting divorced, or need help with a probate matter? Then you need to call Mr. Law, your authority in personal injury, divorce, and probate law, with nearly 60 years of combined experience successfully handling multi-million dollar cases. Mr. Law is the authority you need on your side. Call Mr. Law today for your free personal injury consultation, 702-233-3334. Again, call Mr. Law, 702-233-3334. Peter Mortensen and Darius Raffi are responsible for the content of this ad. Past results do not guarantee, warrant, or predict the outcome of future cases.
During the global pandemic and shutdown, a lot of us have lost track of friends around the country. Hey, Kevin Wall here. You don't trust flying, and a two-day drive to St. Louis isn't all that appealing, but you still want to show some love to the ones you miss so much. That's where my friends at Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn come in. You can send friends and family delicious Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn in one of 18 flavors. And you can even put you or your family's picture on the label with a message that says, "We miss you." If you own a business, Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn can put your brand on every bag. It's a great icebreaker for businesses that rely on sales and marketing. I mean, everybody loves popcorn, so use Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn for your next church or school fundraiser. Oh, and did I mention, Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn tastes great. Check out their amazing new website at sendpopcorngifts.com. That's sendpopcorngifts.com. That's Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn.
The 2021 Acura TLX will take your breath away.
Yes, the new TLX styling is aggressive.
Enough power to rival any adversary.
It has a standard iVTEC turbo engine.
And enough features to make you the hero.
Just tell them the truth. The all-new Acura TLX is the best sedan we've ever created. How's that sound? See it at your local Acura dealer. Acura. Less talk, more drive.
View our extensive inventory of Acuras at Findlay Acura in the Valley Auto Mall or online at findlayacura.com. Have you mixed your pain meds, your sleep meds, your allergy meds? Call the Poison Helpline. Has your child eaten a tube of toothpaste, a chip of paint, a wild mushroom? Call the Poison Helpline. Have you been bitten by a spider, a snake, an insect? Call the Poison Helpline. Poisonings can happen at the home, on the job, or in the great outdoors. Call the Poison Helpline first for fast, free advice from medical professionals. Call 1-800-222-1222 anytime, anywhere. 1-800-222-1222. Save the number, save a life. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, I want to take just a minute to talk to you about the election coming up. While it's true that the top of the fight card is the presidential election, the races that most directly affect our lives are what we call the undercard, what they like to call in politics the down ballot issues. Now, if you don't think who we send to Carson City, as an example, doesn't directly affect us, consider the last legislative session. We had only one Republican vote, as an example, to protect us from increased taxes. Just one. We need to take back our legislature to take back our presidency and to back our presidency. President Trump has kept his promises, and he told us in Nevada the way it is. When he said that if he doesn't play for the Washington establishment, it's because he's not a politician, but was elected to fight for us. What we can do for him is to vote up and down the ballot for people who will do just that. Early voting has already begun. Get out there, vote for Republicans who will do what the president said he would do. This announcement was paid for by the Washoe County Republican Party. Coming up, we're going to be joined by Scott Hammond, State Senator, Nevada District 18. His is one of the key battleground elections in the State Senate. This is one we've got to have. And this is going to be a critical election for the good of the state. I mean, we saw what the Democrats are capable of, and we simply can't allow what they want to have happen. They want to turn us into a socialist state, and that cannot happen. We cannot allow that to happen. And Scott Hammond is one of the people that is standing in the way of that, and that's why we need Scott Hammond and others like him. And that's why this election, we talk about the top of the ticket, and we talk about the president, and we all get excited, and rightfully so. But the fact is that we need people like Scott Hammond to stand in the way of people like Steve Sisolak. We got to have that. We simply have to have that. We'll talk about that with Scott Hammond and some of the other races, both in the state Senate and the assembly. We'll talk about that. Also, Kevin Child will join us at 4:30, former CCSD Board of Trustee member. He was on the Board of Trustees, and he knows a lot about what's going on, in particular in getting our kids back in brick-and-mortar schools. We'll talk about that. Also, Melissa Clement will join us. She's the president of Nevada Right to Life. What's on the ballot coming up on Tuesday? We'll talk about that. Hard to believe it, a week from tomorrow. A week from tomorrow. Stay right where you are as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ.
A unique blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, this is Stavros Anthony, your candidate for Clark County Commission District C. While the governor has ordered that the coming election will be by mail-in voting, it's important to know that you can drop off your ballot instead of mailing it. And yes, you can vote in person. It's your ballot, your vote, and every person has the right to vote their way. If you want to vote in person, do so during early voting or on election day. There will be plenty of safety protocols in place. You can also drop off your ballot at any voting center. If you do vote by mail, sign it, seal it, and mail it yourself. And please, if you see a pile of mail ballots sitting on the ground or in the trash, call the election department and let them know where it's at. The county is mailing legal ballots to every active registered voter. That's a lot of ballots floating around. I'm Stavros Anthony, reminding you that mail-in voting is an option, not a mandate. Do it yourself, your way.
Paid for by Stavros Anthony for Clark County Commission.
Layoffs, forced early retirement, more of a reality in 2020, and it's hitting close to home. It's time to take control and stay on your retirement trajectory. Shore up your strategies with a written retirement plan, a financial roadmap from Coach Pete and the team. This is a limited time offer for a no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Call 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000. The first 10 callers will receive a copy of Coach Pete's book, Seven Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income.
This is Dr. Robin Titus, Assembly Republican leader. This election is critical both to the future of our state and country. In Nevada, Democrats' total control has led to finance violations, backroom deals, and wasteful spending that's left Nevada families and businesses behind. The best way to stop the Democrats' abuse of power is to elect more Republicans this November. Please return your ballot as soon as you receive it or make sure to vote in person. Let's keep President Trump in the White House and make Nevada great again. Paid for by Robin Titus for AD 38.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell. And we tell them on this station every night, because one thing I've learned is this: there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Heard nightly, Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. to midnight, and Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon, only on AM 670.
Hey, Kevin Wall here with big news. Pho 87, famous Vietnamese food in Las Vegas since 1987, has a great offer just for my listeners. Owner Mia Ha, a proud Trump supporter, is offering you 20% off your food order. That's right, 20% off through Election Day. Just tell them Kevin Wall sent you. Visit Pho 87, Vietnamese restaurant on Jones near Spring Mountain, or check out their amazing menu at pho87.net. That's pho87.net. And make sure you get out and vote.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, the president, just about an hour ago, completed his third speech of the day in three different cities, all in Pennsylvania. No, he was amazing. He spoke in one of the speeches, I timed it, and it was 80 minutes. So assuming he did 80 minutes three times, this guy is nothing short of amazing. One of the things that he revealed is that the polling seems to be going the president's way. That he's leading in Florida. He's leading in Georgia. And by the way, the newest Rasmussen report shows that 52% of likely U.S. voters approve of the president's job performance. 46% disapprove. 52-46. You get above 50%, you're doing something. The latest figures include 49% who strongly approve of the job Trump is doing and 43% who strongly disapprove. We're a divided nation. But it looks like the numbers are moving in the president's direction, and that is good news. The other thing he said, and I didn't catch all of this, but one of the things he said is that in Nevada, the president is leading by one percentage point. Now, assuming there is that surprise element, you know, where people, you know, are jumping on board. And by the way, that number that I just gave you, 52-46, there's not many undecideds. In fact, there are very few undecideds that are really out there. Yeah. Stick around, more to do. When we come back, Scott Hammond will join us. State Senator, Nevada District 18. And Kevin Child, the CCSD Board of Trustees met last week. Are we any closer to getting our kids back into brick-and-mortar schools? We'll talk about that. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It is Monday on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Chances are, you may never have to appear before a judge or even be in a courtroom. But that doesn't mean your life isn't affected by those who wear the robes of justice. I'm Judge William Kephart, and having been both a justice court and a district court judge, I am tough on criminals, especially those who commit crimes against women and children. Since 2010, I have presided over 100 jury trials, and I have one of the